Dear Lord, I used to work in animation. I used to make lots of money. I should have saved more than I did. And now I'm working at a factory to pay my bills. Dear Lord, I'm asking you, please make me a famous artist or writer or cartoonist. Please, please, Lord, I'd like to make lots of money again. If you do, I'll do a crucifixion painting now and then. I'll talk about God, angels, everything you want me to. If you just let me make money being an artist again.
Lord, my husband left me, and I've got 4 children. They're almost out of the nest, but I still have a nice body and several Arabian horses, and I'm an actress, and my life's good. But please, Lord, I really need a man who owns a yacht or a couple of mansions and several Mercedes-Benz and Bentleys. You know I deserve it, Lord. You know I'm that kind of Christian. Please.
Lord, all I want is to be able to buy more whiskey. Just buy more whiskey, and I can keep doing whatever you want me to do by going to church and being a deacon and lighting the candles every Sunday. Thank you, Lord.
God, please give me Michelle back. She's the hottest cheerleader from high school that I've ever seen or gotten a chance to date. After all, God, I am the star quarterback. You made me that way. You gave me that talent. Quarterbacking. Don't I deserve, Michelle? I mean, God. Look at her boobies.
Dear God, please, please, can I please have more ice cream? Mom never lets me have a second plate of ice cream. I only get like 2 scoops and a little bit of Hershey chocolate. Please, I want some more ice cream. Ice cream! Ice cream!
Hey Lord, we've got a tsunami. We've lost many people. My parents are dead. One of my sisters is dead. My brother is wounded. All we ask, Lord, is for some rice and some nicer weather. Please, thank you. I can't pray now. I've got to put more sandbags on the riverbank.
Split the praises, you mule hip cayuses! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'.
Woo!
Yes, sir. It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail Mix.
Thank you.
Alright, people, everybody take your seats. It's, hey, Jim, come here, come back, come on, you got enough coffee? Meeting's underway. Let's start the meeting with the prayer. The universal thing that everybody doesn't get offended by because it doesn't talk about any specific religion. Lord, grant me the grace to accept everything as shitty as it is. Now, okay, quiet down, folks. Our first speaker is new to the group. Let's all please welcome Peter Gullerud from Trail Mix and Pine Cone Radio and Pine Mountain Club. He's been battling his addiction with Facebook for probably, well, a couple of years now. I'll let him tell his own story. Folks, let's welcome Peter. I gave his last name, didn't I? Oh, sorry about that. I'm not supposed to do this. It's supposed to be anonymous. Oh, well, Gullerud it is. All right. Sorry, Pete. Come on up here.
Hi, Pete.
Hi, Pinecone Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Hello, Pinecone.
Hi, Pete.
Hi,
Pinecone.
Hello, Pinecone.
Hey, Pinecone.
Pete.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Pinecone.
This is my first time here at Facebook Addicts Anonymous, and I'm a little shy. I'm not used to copying, admitting to an addiction like this. I've been to Al-Anon meetings before. Anyway, I am an addict. I am a Facebookaholic, or whatever the proper terminology is. Every time I thought I could get away for 24 hours, 48 hours, 72 hours, I always had to check to see if somebody commented on something I said, if some hot chick poked me, or anybody poked me for that matter. It stems from loneliness, I guess. But I'm on the internet before I go to work, and I check things. I check my email. I check to see, how Facebook is. Facebook just becomes a part of my regular routine, and then somebody will say something that's like insulting, and I got to respond. I got to defend myself, or in my post. Somebody not too long ago said that I was cynical and that I turn people off, and that I post things that are negative, and I defended myself. I said, no, I'm not cynical, I'm sarcastic, there's a big difference, and I went on and on and on this diatribe about why I was, you know, legitimately sour, you know, and then there's days when I'm on Facebook and I'm in a good mood and I post Winnie the Pooh drawings with cute little sayings like Piglet saying, "Hey, Winnie, what's your favorite day?" And Winnie the Pooh says, "My favorite day is today." And, you know, and everybody gives it a thumbs up. How can you give a thumbs down to that? And so then you get addicted to the feeling of thumbs up-ishness from all your friends, from old high school and college days, or people you used to work with years ago in other companies, and it's just this endless spiral. And then somebody will post something like, "I cannot see why anybody would vote for Obama," and I gotta say something, because that's me, because I'm gonna vote for Obama. I don't want Mitt Romney to win, so I have to. And then the next thing you know, I'm on there, and I'm getting into debates with people I don't even know on some Republican blog site, and people are calling me names, and they're saying I got half a brain, and they're calling me gullible instead of Gullerud, and I can't take it anymore.
I don't know how to stop, so that's why I'm here. I know there's no computers in this room. It's just coffee and whiskey and a little crack cocaine, and that's good. That's what I need. I just need anything to get my mind off of Facebook.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah,
you people are the best. You know what it's like. I poke you, but I can't go there anymore.
Yeah, thank you.
God, did you guys check out Timeline? How cool that upper banner picture is. It is so neat. You can put anything. It's so dramatic. I'm sorry. I gotta sit down. Somebody in Mexico.
Reach for the stars. Whoa, yeah. You stand on a distant planet, skyline of red plateaus, strange air and vegetation. You're a winner. Welcome to the Space Olympics, the year 3022. Take part in a grand tradition. Your name echoes in the halls of the universe. Junior suite, we don't cover incidentals, so keep your ass out the mini bar. You're the best in the world. Brace yourself, cause there's no gravity. You're in the motherfucking Space Olympics. Yeah. Let it be known by every nation, you'll only get one meal a day. There was a bit of a budget snafu, and food funding is insufficient. We can't really enforce a curfew, as there is no light or sound. Just one of the many problems with hosting a sporting event in space.
Attention all athletes, there are minor scheduling adjustments.
Space Disc is totally cancelled. Space Swords is totally cancelled. Space Luge is also cancelled. And all other events are pending. Welcome to your Space Olympics. All the oxygen has run out, and someone who will not be named accidentally hit self-destruct. As you file to your escape pods, I'll distract the alien hordes. And as I stare death in the face, I know my sins will take me to hell. You do it for the love, my love. And there ain't no woman that can take yours by my love.
I'm not expecting anyone. And you? Come in.
Welcome to this first edition of Gumby for the visually impaired. This is a series of screenings of Gumby cartoons for those who either do not see or care not to see the strange clay animations of Art Clokey. This first episode is called Oddballs. We will be sharing with you a verbal description of everything that goes on in this cartoon for those who do not wish to watch or who cannot watch Gumby. We hope you enjoy, and we hope this proves to be beneficial. the two balls turn into the words oddballs. Now they look like two phallic symbols. One is green and one is blue and one is red. They scurry off. Gumby's sitting petting them. They're wiggling. It's very phallic. Don't know what Art Clokey was thinking with this one. It's a shame to start the program with something so sexually suggestive. He's smiling. He's looking at his little toy fire truck and down at the little phallic symbols that used to be round balls of clay. Actually, they look like bowling pins now. Well, now they look like squares. They're continually moving. He's hitting the siren, causing the two phallic balls to turn into gigantic towers. They look like twin towers. One is blue and one is red. Now they're back to the bowling pin phallic symbols. Gumby looks confused. The phallic symbols are caressing each other, kissing each other, kind of wiggling. Gumby's scratching his chin, looking over at another horn and another truck. Beeping the horn, and that flattens them out and makes them all bubbly. They look like pancakes, and now they're back to balls again. Gumby's about to lose his arm. The early Gumby cartoons where his eyeballs were little red cinnamon balls, you could really tell they were made out of clay. It often looked like you could see the fingerprints. Oh, he's looking at another horn. Gumby's jumping up on a toy shelf. Two little balls have turned into springs and following him and sprung up on one of the top shelves of toys, and now he's in a toy boat. Ooh. Interesting. He's hitting the horn in the boat, and they went into some very odd shapes with lots of triangles. Uh-oh, the boat is rocking back and forth on the shelf because the two little phallic bowling pins are causing him to tip the boat. Gumby's smiling now. He's grabbed a rope, and he's throwing it down so he can get off the top shelf and back to the floor. Two little bowling pins are following him. The red one and then the blue one. Now he's looking at a trampoline. Oop, he just jumped off the trampoline and up on the rope. So did the bowling pin. Now everybody's crashing into Lego-type setups with... Gumby just keeps smiling. Vandal that he is. Oh, now they're going to a jack-in-the-box. It's causing them to turn into all kinds of weird shapes. Very pop art and surreal. Oh, now he's scratching the top of his pointy green head. They're wiggling around. Scratching the other side of his head. Looks like his arm almost came off. Now he's on a very weird baby-like doll that's all fuzzy. And he's turning the nose on the doll, which is making it go off like a music box, causing the little burbly things to turn into all kinds of funny shapes. Oh, Gumby doesn't know what to think now. Now he's shrunk himself down, and he's in a tiny toy train. The two little oddball things are... confused. I don't know what to think. And the train is starting to move. Chug, chug, chug. Ooh, Gumby's eyes look weird in that one. Looks like somebody smashed the little red things into his eyes. Yeah, now they're turning into wheels and they're imitating a crossing guard sign. And the train's going around a curve on the track. And Art Clokey just having fun, letting the camera just shoot the train going live action as is. It doesn't have to do the stop motion. As long as the train just keeps going around the track, it saves him a lot of work. So he's doing it over and over again. There he goes around the track again. Yep, just let the cameras roll, Art. Oh, now he's got Gumby looking scared because he almost ran over the two little things. Because they're on the track. He's looking irritated, scratching his head, looking down at them. And that's the end. Boy, I tell you.
Holy Toledo! Here's another Gumby adventure!
Well, well, well. That was interesting. Now, what did we learn from that Gumby cartoon on Gumbies for the Visually Impaired? Well, by almost hitting the two little balls of clay that turned into bowling pins and all various sorts of odd shapes, we learned that it's not good to... I don't know what we learned. Anyway, that was the end of that Gumby cartoon. We hope you enjoyed it. Now back to music on Pinecone Radio.
Let's be happy, gather round, cause it's time for you and me. Sing a song as we jog along to the Chuckwagon Jamboree.
Well, howdy, friends and neighbors, and welcome again to another Chuckwagon Jamboree, starring those five-star novelties, Susie, Emmy Lou, Art West, Hal, Jerry, and of course, yours sincerely, Ken Curtis. We got a Jamboree wagon chuck full of dandy dishes today, first of which is that ancient admonition, shoo fly, don't bother me.
Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me.
I think I hear the angels sing. I think I hear the angels sing. I think I hear the angels sing. Now the angels now are on the wing.
Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Cause I belong to Company G.
I feel, I feel, I feel. That's what my mother said. The angels pouring lashes down on this feller's head.
Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Cause I belong to Company G.
If I sleep in the morning sun, if I sleep in the morning sun, if I sleep. This feller knows if I come sting him on the nose.
Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Shoo fly, don't bother me. Cause I belong to Company
G. And something even better happened.
What?
I met somebody who took my breath away.
Gary, no.
I'm sorry.
It's just, things are really complicated, Gary.
I know about Carson. I know how it feels.
God, I'm so confused. It's too soon to be having feelings for you.
Maybe feelings are feelings because we can't control them.
But I have to control them, because I can't go through losing somebody again. It's too painful.
So what, you're just gonna shut down? I really like you. There's no chance we can ever be together?
Only if you could promise me you'll never die.
You know I can't promise that.
If you did that, I would make love to you right now.
I promise I will never die. Most amazing person I've ever met. It's only been a short time, but I think that I'm completely in love.
Shh. Let's not talk.
Well, doggy dreamers, this is your old pal, Pinecone Pete, saying it's the end of another show. Time to hit the trails. Get ready for another week of work. Sunday night, repeat on Wednesday. Every Sunday night at 6 p.m. It's Liz Bolden's Children's Hour. Every time we see them little kitties gather around Liz Bolden, it's time for Liz Bolden's Children's Hour every Sunday night at 6 p.m. Followed by Vampire Vic. Followed by the show you're listening to now, Trail Mix. Mix. Yeah. Followed by Rural War Room from our friends in Little Rock, Arkansas. Arkansas. Followed by the new show of the paranormal with Sarah and Brittany. Those two hot foxes who like to talk about ghosts and demons and things that go bump in the night. Followed by old time radio. Oh, ain't Pinecone Radio a fun place to be? Ain't it a fun place to swing from a tree? Here in the mountains of Kern County, it's a place for you and me to relax. You don't need to be on Facebook tonight, just relax. Don't worry about those people that differ. Don't worry about those people that like to differ. Don't worry about those people that differ from your views. 'Cause we got the good news. Stay tuned for Rural War Room. Some of the songs we heard tonight was, well, we heard a clip from Team America and their song Only a Woman. Before that, we heard, we heard Incredibad a while back with a song called Space Olympics. And after that, in the middle somewhere, we heard, Chuck Wagon Jamboree with the song Shoofly, and with all kinds of stuff. If I miss something, forgive me. And stay tuned for Rural War Room. This is Pinecone Pete. Good night.